Changing minds one thought at a time.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Mindset Series. Today, I am a lone wolf today, as I say, but that's okay. We're going to have a great time anyway. We all know Jessica's here in spirit, but today we're going to be talking about an awesome topic, 3 important manifestation habits to create in 2016. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce the wonderful money mindset coach for entrepreneurs, international bestseller, and, of course, transformational speaker, Ms. Jennifer McFarland. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Akina. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, it's definitely my pleasure. Definitely, definitely. And, you know, manifestation is a huge topic today. And, you know, a lot of people don't truly know what manifestation is all about. Can you give us a little background on that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's funny, I was just talking to a friend of mine the other day, and I was like, you know, do you really understand, like, have you heard of the law of attraction? And she said, well, I understand the law of attraction, I think. It's like when things are attracted to each other, like connects like, right? And I was like, well, we sometimes forget that everybody doesn't have the same amount of knowledge, right? And so manifestation and the law of attraction is really about energy. And I like to talk straight up about money because that's the subject I really love to chat about. So when you are thinking about money, speaking about money, and feeling the money in your life, manifestation is really when something feels good in your whole body and in your thoughts, you manifest more of that. So it's like the law of attraction. Yeah, it's about attracting things to you, but it's about attracting them to you by feeling really good.
Wow, I've never heard it said quite that way before.
Yeah, I think it's sort of like the thing that a lot of people are missing about manifesting and attracting things to you in the law of attraction is that it's got to start with this deep, deep-rooted feeling of excitement and love and joy and security, which is, as I'm going to move into, kind of like it's all first chakra stuff. And I'm sure you're familiar, Akina, with the chakras.
Oh, yes,
I figure. So the first chakra is really where we manifest from, especially when it comes to money, because we've been taught, our generation and generations before us, that money is kind of something to worry about and something to fear, and there's never enough of it. And when you're manifesting from that belief system, you will always get more lack of, more worry, more experiences that have you worry about your money. And when your first chakra is balanced, you will feel like you belong here on this earth, like you're purposeful, like you're grounded in your purpose. And all of those worries about money and security and safety, just kind of they don't have such a loud internal voice. And so you start to manifest really from a place of grounded excitement is the best way to explain it. And I would love to share with you guys something later, a link to audio that I've recorded called the Moneygasm, and it's a way to really wake up that first chakra energy and balance it out.
Oh, awesome. You
might have to stop me, Akina, because I tend to just get going talking, and you might have to. I tend to go off.
No worries. We are in a very, very good place because, you know, a lot of times it's like what you said, your friend. They really don't know the true meaning of manifestation. You know, we say it a lot of times. We say law of attraction. We throw it out there. But do we really know what it means? So that was a wonderful, wonderful explanation. Now, I want to go into the money piece of it, right? So
yeah,
you said that it
money.
Makes you feel. Yes, let's talk about the money. All right. So now it's been said that, you know, you can manifest money to you. You can bring the money to you. So tell us something about that piece. How can you bring the money to you?
Yeah, and this is something that is really hard for people to grasp because we want to, with our money, we have it so sort of locked up in a box of exactly how much we're going to make and exactly how much we're going to spend and exactly how much we need that we don't leave in our belief systems, we don't leave a lot of room for surprise or magic. And what I notice from tracking my own money and always leaving room for magic, so when I don't really budget, but when I'm writing things down and I'm looking into the future of, oh, this is what I, you know, would like to have come into my life this month, I always sort of write down what I think is coming, and then I always write, leaving room for magic. Because when you've got it so rigidly put in a box of what you're going to make, you leave no room for the world, the universe, to surprise you. And I'm going to ask you all just to open that space up, because when you open up space for magical things to happen, unexplainable money comes into your life. I have money recorded, you know, over the years that it doesn't make sense. Where you're like, where did it come from? There's no explanation for it. That's the kind of money I love. It's like, wow, it's kind of like you don't even notice that it appeared. Just at the end of the month, you're like, wow, I've got all this extra money, and I don't know where it came from. Doesn't that feel different?
Oh, yes.
And can you feel that at your base chakra? There's like a sense of magic and security in that.
Yes.
And, you know, really when it comes to money and what you can attract to you, what you can bring to you, is all based on what you've been taught to believe that you can have. So if you were a child brought up in a family who didn't believe that there was abundance, say the conversation was based on lack of and we don't have enough money for that, if that was the answer whenever you wanted something that you really wanted, you learned at a very young age and you were programmed to believe that you couldn't have what you wanted. And oftentimes it links straight to what a person makes. And that's what I call generational limitations, or it can even be ancestral limitations in how much money you believe you can make or have.
You know, a lot of people have spoken on generational curses and things of that nature. And do you think that money could be fall into that category, the thought of money? You know, could that be something that is passed down through generation? And if so, how can that be broken?
Yeah, What a great question. So when I think of that, I think of like a DNA strand that's been passed down generation to generation. And let's say that DNA strand holds the value and worthiness of what feels like, let's say, $50,000 a year. So, you know, generations ago, what would have felt like $50,000 a year is the same feeling that it would feel now. It may have been $5,000, but felt like $50,000 then. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So that same feeling, that same level of lifestyle has been sort of imprinted and programmed into your DNA lines. And all of the limitations that go around thinking that that is all you deserve, that is all you can have, that is all you are here to experience, is all of those limitations are stuck onto that DNA strand. And in order to start to release those deep, deep, deep imprints, programs, and limitations, belief systems, there's layers and layers and layers of them, you've got to really start to go back and go into a feeling place, recognize that those aren't really even your beliefs. And then, you know, it helps to work with somebody. It can be a great friend. It can be a coach, because they can pick things out that you keep stumbling over in your own life and you don't even notice that you're stumbling over them. And then you release these limitations that are stuck on the DNA strand or stuck in the brain somewhere. You can release them sometimes directly from the brain where they get lodged. And then you have this pure, unlimited DNA strand left once you sort of strip those limitations that are stuck on, you know, kind of like leeches, onto the fabulous manifesting DNA that you do have. And that strand starts at the base as well, at the first chakra.
That makes perfect sense. You know, I mean, I've never really thought about it from this angle. You are bringing so much insight today. So now, I know we're supposed to be talking about the three important manifestation habits to create. Can you break those down for us?
Yeah. And so I also work intuitively with channeled energy. So I've been paying a lot of attention. That energy has been really heightened over the past month. And I believe that a lot of people listening to this would agree that they're starting to feel things differently. There's been a huge opening when it comes to, you know, those limitations. They're falling away very quickly for so many people. And just to go off track for a second, the message that I get that goes with that is that we are now entering a time where the money on the planet is asking to be balanced and put into the hands of many. So instead of thinking that there is, you know, the 1% that hold all of the money, one of the first things we have to do is start thinking, visualizing, and speaking that money is different. So we must start to see that there is richness and abundance available to be spread for everyone. We have this thought that there's only so much money in the world to go around, but it is really such an unlimited and fantastic energy. So the first thing, the first habit that I recommend everybody start to play with is to start releasing that negative money belief, talk, or thought. So if you start to hear somebody talking about, the recession or something that sort of carries a negative, limited money vibe with it, stop it in its tracks. Say it's a crock of baloney. You know, change the subject into a more abundant conversation. What would it feel like to go, you know, to your boss who's talking about a recession and how bad things are going to get, and you turn around and say, you know what, there's so much opportunity. We're in the midst of such an evolutionary time, and we could all really become so wealthy at this time. Wouldn't it be interesting to see how that conversation goes? And we have to find the confidence and sort of grow the balls in order to switch the way that people are talking about money in a massive way. So like mass consciousness, and each thought that we can change, each conversation that we change the direction of, is actually energetically changing the whole vibration of money on this planet. So the number one thing is to be aware of exactly how you're thinking, feeling, and speaking about money, and, you know, being ballsy enough to say that and change how conversations are happening. Because money, the vibration, the energy of money wants to be released. It wants to have a good time. It's like here to do nothing more than to give us a good time and have a good time. The number two thing is we don't do often enough anymore is to play with our money. You know, often all of our money is going through technology. We barely ever feel it in our physical hands. We're not actually feeling the flow of it in our lives. And money is constantly moving. It's very, very rarely stagnant. So, you know, I recommend, especially during a full moon, go and take some money out of the bank, like a good bundle of money, what feels good in your hand, and spend some time with it. And, you know, feel it in your hands. Throw it in the air. You know, don't be afraid of it. And give your money some attention. If you thought of your money as a friend, you would want to give it some attention. You would say loving things to it. You would say what you want to do with it, where you want to go with it, how you want to share and spread it. So money is really being asked at this time that we, in order for this mass shift to happen around money, that we start really enjoying it. And that is meant to be in a physical way. Even sleeping with your money, put it in your bed, fall asleep with it. We never do those kind of things, right?
Nice.
And the last thing is to spend at least 5 minutes. It doesn't take a lot, but just spend 5 minutes every day feeling your body, feeling how money, the conversation that you carry about money, feeling how that feels in your body, especially at the base, in the perineum area, your pelvic floor muscles, the vagina, the anus, all those areas, the inner thighs, and start to really imagine what money feels like in that area. It's a spectacular thing when you start to play and balance that energy. It's been so unbalanced for so long because our money beliefs have been unbalanced. And now we're starting to balance that energy out, and our bodies want to balance with it. So those are the three habits to really form in 2016, because there's this huge shift going on. So you want to really pay attention to your first chakra and how all of the money stuff, the money shifting in the universe at this time is feeling in your body, just 5 minutes a day. And then to play with your money, you know, at least once a month, take out a good gangster roll of money and play with that. And then to, you know, release and grow you know, be ballsy enough to switch the conversation when the conversation's coming up and looking like lack. Switch that, and you know, how would you talk about your good friend? So those are the three habits. Any, I don't know, are we taking questions, Akina? Or I couldn't remember if this was a questions.
Well, it's just questions with me today, but we do, I do have a few more for you. And
yes.
Now, I like how you were saying, think of money as your best friend. That is a wonderful thought. Now, what does that do to your mindset when you start thinking of the money as your best friend?
Oh, well, everything just becomes a lot more fun. So when you know, even if you're just walking in the city or dreaming about something that you would really love to have, and feeling that in your body and feeling like anything is possible, then when you're thinking of money as your best friend, it's just something that's along for the ride with you, to have a good time with you, to celebrate with you. And, you know, money doesn't want to be overspent either. It doesn't want to be taken advantage of. It really wants to be spent on the things that you love, love, love. So, you know, like, don't settle for almost good enough. Save up a little bit more and get that thing that you love. Just like if it was your best friend, you wouldn't settle for somebody who treated you horribly. You would wait for that best friend, right?
Right.
Because that's what the one that makes you feel good to be around, the one that you can laugh with. And I'm going to be honest, just this full moon that passed, I took a great big vase and I had all my big gangster roll of money in there, and I took it into the bathtub with me and I just had a conversation with my money. You know, I was like, you know, we got some big plans and this is what I really want to experience with you in this life, and I'm so grateful for, you know, all of the wonderful things that you've brought to my world, to my, you know, like, thank you for everything that you've brought into existence for me. And I want to share you. I want to share you wildly and widely with other people. And, you know, how can I help? Let's be in this together. Let's go at this like a team.
You know, that is definitely a different approach. You know, most people are fearing it or craving it or running after it, but I've never heard about anybody just having a conversation with it and saying, this is the way we're going to go. Let's get together. I like that
thought.
That's
right. It's fantastic. And you know who, are you familiar with the show Shark Tank?
Yes.
So Kevin O'Leary, I know a lot of people have, you know, different thoughts about him, Mr. Wonderful, but he loves money. Here's one really cool thing about him. I've watched him. He loves money. He talks to his money. I've seen him on the show actually talk to his money. And he, you know, he doesn't want to make a deal with anything that's not worth his money. Because he is so, and he has even said, you treat your money like a person. You wouldn't throw your money away. You know, you want to make sure that your best friend is healthy, and you would do anything in your power to keep your best friend healthy. So when you start really paying attention and playing with your money, all of a sudden you don't want to spend it on stuff that doesn't serve you. You know, all that garbage that maybe you used to buy, or that part of you that you were trying to fill by buying stuff, you don't need to do that anymore, because your money is a powerful energy in your life, just like a friend, and you want to like intermingle and experience and support each other's growth.
Wow, that's awesome. You know, that is awesome.
Yeah, and you know, it's also such a like a sexual energy in that way, because it's connected to that first chakra. It's really quite awakening to, you know, all of those organs and all of those feel-good hormones when you really let it be, when you let money be something that you love instead of something that you fear and worry about. It kind of becomes like a turn-on. It's like you're really hot, best friend.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Like Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Well, okay. Okay. Think of your money as Brad Pitt. I'll think that.
Wow. Why not?
That, you know, right? Right? You know, mm-hmm. It's all about changing the mindset. And I know that you had mentioned earlier about the Moneygasm audio that you had for the audience. Can you tell us about that?
So the Moneygasm, I also do hypnosis as part of my money mindset training that I do with coaches mostly. And it kind of takes you into a place that's like a meditational hypnosis that really can help you wake up that area. So it's not, you know, it's not over the top. It's just really, it's a really nice way to start to wake up that area in your body, that energetic area. And I don't know, can you post links? I guess this is just an audio, so... But anybody could send me an email at themoneymedium@gmail.com if they wanted that link for the Moneygasm.
Yes, we posted it on the page already, so they could come to the
Facebook
page.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, so
yes.
Anybody can go there, and it's it sends you to the link to listen to that. And if you give yourself just, you know, 5-10 minutes, a day to start to open and balance that area, it's going to make a huge difference right away. Because what it does is kind of create a vacuum in your body of manifestation. So energetically, imagine yourself as an energetic being, money being an energy, and suddenly you are an open sort of vacuum of energy that is attracting the money that you would like to see in your life to you, or the relationship, I mean, anything really that you want to attract to you. You can do this by opening up this area. And I am a Kundalini yoga teacher. That's a mixture of hypnosis and Kundalini meditation that I've learned that I put together for that.
Wow, you are a lady of many, many talents.
So many things. Well, it's funny when you look back on your life, isn't it? It's everything sort of comes together at one point, and you're like, oh, it all makes sense.
Yes, yes. So can you tell the audience where they can find you?
Yes, where they can find me. I am going through a rebranding thing right now, and technology is a lot of fun. So the easiest thing to do is to email me if you'd like to know more about me at themoneymedium@gmail.com. My website that I'm changing is astralily.com, and that's Astra, Lily with just one L in the middle, .com. And I'll have all kinds of things happening. Also, I have a Facebook group called Mind Money Magic that people can come and join as well, where I share all kinds of things.
That is awesome. I just want to thank you so much, Jennifer, for coming and being with us today. It was an honor and a privilege to have this conversation with you. I have been enlightened about manifestation tonight.
Well, I thank you so much for having me on your show, and to everybody listening, just, you know that if you are listening, there's a reason why you're drawn to listen to these kind of things, and your mind, body, spirit are asking to to wake up to these new energies and the possibilities of ease in your life. And I wish you all just the richest blessings.
So if something that Jennifer said to you tonight resonated with you, please, please find this podcast on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and, of course, our YouTube channel. Once again, Jennifer, it was an honor and a privilege, and I look forward to future conversations.
Thank you so much, Akina, and have a wonderful evening. Thanks for having me.
It was our pleasure, and good night, everyone.
Good night, everyone.